She fell silent. Holm met her gaze. He was furious.
"That's all," Berger said. "I suggest you consider very carefully what we've talked about today."
"I don't think..."
"It's up to you. That's all. Now go."
He turned on his heel and left the glass cage. She watched him disappear into the editorial sea in the direction of the cafeteria. Frisk stood up and made to follow.
"Not you, Johannes. You stay here and sit down."
She picked up his article and read it one more time.
"You're here on a temporary basis, I gather?"
"Yes. I've been here 5 months. This is my last week."
"How old are you?"
27.
"I apologize for putting you in the middle of a duel between me and Holm. Tell me about this story."
"I got a tip this morning and took it to Holm. He told me to follow up on it."
"I see. It's about the police investigating the possibility that Lisbeth Salander was mixed up in the sale of anabolic steroids. Does this story have any connection to yesterday's article about Sir Italia, in which steroids also appeared?"
"Not that I know of, but it's possible. This thing about steroids has to do with her connection to boxers, Paolo Roberto and his pals."
"Paolo Roberto uses steroids?"
"What? No, of course not. It's more about the boxing world in general. Salander used to train at a gym in Soda. But that's the angle the police are taking, not me. And somewhere the idea seems to have popped up that she might have been involved in selling steroids."
"So there's no actual substance to this story at all? Just a rumour?"
"It's no rumour that the police are looking into the possibility. Whether they're right or wrong, I have no idea yet."
"Okay, Johannes. I want you to know that what I'm discussing with you now has nothing to do with my dealings with Holm. I think you're an excellent reporter. You write well, and you have an eye for detail. In short, this is a good story. My problem is that I don't believe it."
"I can assure you that it's quite true."
"And I have to explain to you why there's a fundamental flaw in the story. Where did the tip come from?"
"From a source within the police."
"Who?"
Frisk hesitated.
It was an automatic response. Like every other journalist the world over, he was unwilling to name his source. On the other hand, Berger was editor-in-chief and therefore one of the few people who could demand that information from him. "An officer named Faster, in the Violent Crimes Division."
"Did he call you, or did you call him?"
"He called me."
"Why do you think he called you?"
"I interviewed him a couple of times during the hunt for Salander. He knows who I am."
"And he knows you're 27 and a temp, and that you're useful when he wants to plant information that the prosecutor wants put out?"
"Sure, I understand all that. But I get a tip from the police investigation and go over and have a coffee with Faster, and he tells me this. He is correctly quoted. What am I supposed to do?"
"I'm convinced that you quoted him accurately. What should have happened is that you should have taken the information to Holm, who should have knocked on the door of my office and explained the situation. And together we would have decided what to do."
"I get it, but I..."
"You left the material with Holm, who is the news editor. You acted correctly. But let's analyse your article. First of all, why would Faster want to leak this information?"
Frisk shrugged.
"Does that mean that you don't know or that you don't care?"
"I don't know."
"If I were to tell you that this story is untrue, and that Salander doesn't have a thing to do with anabolic steroids, what would you say then?"
"I can't prove otherwise."
"No, indeed. But you think we should publish a story that might be a lie just because we have no proof that it's a lie?"
"No. We have a journalistic responsibility. But it's a balancing act. We can't refuse to publish when we have a source who makes a specific claim."
"We can ask why the source might want this information to get out. Let me explain why I gave orders that everything to do with Salander has to cross my desk. I have special knowledge of the subject that no one else at SMP has. The legal department has been informed that I possess this knowledge but cannot discuss it with them. Millennium is going to publish a story that I am contractually bound not to reveal to SMP, despite the fact that I work here. I obtained the information in my capacity as editor-in-chief of Millennium, and right now I'm caught between two loyalties. Do you see what I mean?"
"Yes."
"What I learned at Millennium tells me that I can say without a doubt that this story is a lie, and its purpose is to damage Salander before the trial."
"It will be hard to do her any more damage, considering all the revelations that have already come out about her."
"Revelations that are largely lies and distortions. Hans Faster is one of the key sources for the claims that Salander is a paranoid and violence-prone lesbian devoted to Satanism and S&M. and the media as a whole bought Fasti's propaganda simply because he appears to be a serious source, and it's always cool to write about S&M. Now he's trying a new angle which will put her at a disadvantage in the public consciousness, and which he wants SMP to help disseminate. Sorry, but not on my watch.
I understand.
Do you? Good. Then I can sum up everything I said in one sentence. Your job description as a journalist is to question and scrutinize critically, never to repeat claims uncritically, no matter how highly placed the source is in the bureaucracy. Don't ever forget that. You're a damn good writer, but that talent is completely worthless if you forget your job description.
Right.
I intend to kill this story.
I understand.
This doesn't mean that I distrust you.
Thank you.
So that's why I'm sending you back to your desk with a proposal for a new story.
All right.
The whole thing has to do with my contract with Millennium. I'm not allowed to reveal what I know about the Salander story. At the same time, I'm editor-in-chief of a newspaper that's in danger of skidding because the newsroom doesn't have the information that I have. And we can't allow that to happen. This is a unique situation and applies only to Salander. That's why I've decided to choose a reporter and steer him in the right direction so that we won't end up with our pants down when Millennium comes out.
And you think that Millennium will be publishing something noteworthy about Salander?
I don't think so. I know so. Millennium is sitting on a scoop that will turn the Salander story on its head, and it's driving me crazy that I can't go public with it.
You say you're rejecting my article because you know that it isn't true. That means there's something in the story that all the other reporters have missed.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but it's difficult to believe that the entire Swedish media has been duped in the same way.
Salander has been the object of a media frenzy. That's when normal rules no longer apply, and any drivel can be printed.
So you're saying that Salander isn't exactly what she seems to be?
Try out the idea that she's innocent of these accusations, that the picture painted of her in the media is nonsense, and that there are forces at work you haven't even dreamed of.
Is that the truth?
Berger nodded.
So what I just handed in is part of a continuing campaign against her?
Precisely.
Frisk scratched his head.
Berger waited until he had finished thinking.
What do you want me to do? Go back to your desk and start working on another story. You don't have to stress out about it, but just before the trial begins, we might be able to publish a whole feature that examines the accuracy of all the statements that have been made about Salander. Start by reading through the clippings, list everything that's been said about her, and check off the allegations one by one.
All right.
Think like a reporter. Investigate who's spreading the story, why it's being spread, and ask yourself whose interests it might serve.
But I probably won't be at SMP when the trial starts. This is my last week.
Berger took a plastic folder from a desk drawer and laid a sheet of paper in front of him.
I've extended your assignment by 3 months. You'll finish off this week with your ordinary duties and report in here on Monday.
Thank you.
If you want to keep working at SMP, that is.
Of course I do.
You're contracted to do investigative work outside the normal editorial job. You'll report directly to me. You're going to be a special correspondent assigned to the Salander trial.
The news editor is going to have something to say.
Don't worry about home. I've talked with the head of the legal department and fixed it so there won't be any hassle there. But you're going to be digging into the background, not news reporting. Does that sound good?
It sounds fantastic.
All right, then. That's all. I'll see you on Monday.
As she waved him out of the glass cage, she saw Holm watching her from the other side of the news desk. He lowered his gaze and pretended that he had not been looking at her.